Hey friend, welcome back to Untangle Your Thoughts. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're just going to be talking about the things that have been done to us and how to not make them who you are. Because it's really easy for what people say to us, what people do to us, to become a part of who we are, and we make it mean something about us. I'm going to be walking you through some examples, some steps, but most importantly, help you identify how to separate the two so that you stay fully rooted in who you are in Christ as you move through and process what has been done to you. I also just wanted to let you know I am still accepting one-on-one clients right now through the summer, June and July. I have spots open. If you would like to book a free consultation for mental health coaching, you can do that by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or you can just always go to the show notes, click on the link, and it will take you right there to learn more about what I specialize in, how I can help you. But most importantly, how we work together. Again, jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Okay, let's get into this topic today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. The question that I want to start with is, do you internalize everything done and said to mean something about you? Something I am learning to really help my one-on-one coaching clients work through is seeing this difference, the difference between what was done and who they are, because we often combine the two, meaning what we did or was done to us must also mean that that's who we are. Therefore, that is saying that all of who we are is just a combination of a sum of actions, whether it's others or our own. Now, to put this more plainly, it's if I say something wrong, action, that must make me a bad person, who I am. Now, I'm sure that we can all relate on some level what this looks like. Somebody says, well, Jess, why did you do that? Why did you say that? You know, why are you addressing it that way? Or maybe you could have been less assertive here. And I can instantly take that to be very personal. And I'm going to share a story about that. But it's easy for us to take something that comes our way, and then we internalize it to mean something about us. And we start to change and adapt. Maybe I am shy. Maybe I am rude. Maybe I am no good. Maybe I am worthless. And it's through this combination of action identity where it's easy to become someone we aren't because we have let others define us before we look to the Father. My pastor once said something like this. He said, don't be ashamed of what you can't change. You can be ashamed of your actions, but not ashamed of yourself. See yourself in the light of God, not through your actions. Ashamed simply means embarrassed or guilty because of one's actions or characteristics. I recently wrote a biblical study on forgiveness. I have other biblical studies available on topics such as anger, rebuilding trust, stress and anxiety is a very popular one. And you can view them at jessicahoddle.com/shop. But in this particular study that I just wrote, I broke down forgiveness into three biblical parts. And part three is growing through forgiveness. And that's where I talk about godly sorrow, repentance, and guilt. But I share all of that to really say this is we grow, change, and transform when we process our feelings in a godly way. So our feelings can form through our interpretation of the events that we experience. And this really goes back to my opening thought. Do you internalize everything done and said to mean something about you? Now, going back to my own story, and it's just been so recently, actually, and when I say recent, I would say within the last month, I just feel like God is humbling me. And when he does that, it's just kind of like he's teaching me and disciplining me. And even just something that happened to me yesterday, I told the Lord this, that this year was going to be a year of healing. And that's just what I declared on my life. And a year of just healing like no other year. I don't have a word for myself. I don't really do words. The word have never and really inspired me personally. I just entered this year with, Lord, it's just going to be different than the other years. And I'm not going to feel bad for myself. I'm not going to fall into a victim. And I'm just going to continue to hold on to your promises, the ones that are yes and amen, for healing, the physical healing on my life. And not just to declaring them and believing them, but putting practical steps into place. And with that is also emotional healing. It is spiritually maturing. And in my life, there was about four different people that were all kind of saying the same thing about a topic and an area of growth for me. And I found it interesting that these four people were all different times, probably, but different times of the week and in very different areas of my life. But the common theme was the same. Just, hey, Jess, this is something that I, you know, just kind of see and maybe we can work on a little bit. And I was like, very interesting, because I could have easily have let what was coming my way to define who I was. I could have taken their compliments, or not their compliments. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it was compliments, would we? Their comments is probably what I was trying to say. And I could have made them mean something about who I am. Maybe I'm just not that good at XYZ. Maybe I am not as good as I thought I was. And it's been very, very humbling for me. And again, this is something that I can take very personally, just thinking like, am I doing a terrible job? I could internalize it. But I was choosing to look at it as a sign of love from the people that are telling me and a sign of growth. We have to be willing to welcome growth and welcome feedback, not just from other people, but from the Lord, from our Father. And that growth doesn't always feel good. Now, I'm not talking about the times that the things that have been done to you that are abusive and trauma oriented and related. I'm not talking about those. Even though there are post-traumatic growth things out there and topics out there on that, I'm mainly talking about how easy it is for us to get into muddy water with the two. And we have to be able to step back and emotionally regulate ourselves to say, they're not trying to hurt me. And again, I'm not talking about abuse here. Is this person trying to help me? Is this person trying to better me? And asking those questions allows us to identify what the truth is here. I feel like I can go into a whole other topic, but I'm going to try to stay focused here. So instead of choosing to say, I suck, or I feel stuck, I'm just choosing to show up and humble myself. And this has taken a lot of training and practice over the years. And it's why when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, we continue to talk about it in every single session, even if it's just for a moment of separating who I am versus what has been done to me. Let's look at 2 Corinthians really quick, 7, 10 through 11. It talks about, for godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. We see that there is a godly type of sorrow and an ungodly type of sorrow. And the godly sorrow leads to repentance. Ungodly sorrow, or the sorrow of this world, it kills us. Therefore, sorrow alone is not repentance, and true repentance rarely occurs without godly sorrow. Our culture has rejected all negative emotions. But however, God has given us the capacity for these negative emotions, and there's a proper use for them. The reason why I addressed writing about this in my biblical study on forgiveness is because there's growth that has to happen for the negative experiences or negative emotions that we feel, because they're not all bad. Godly sorrow does not feel good. Having to repent, having to say sorry does not feel good. But those feelings can lead us into a greater intimacy with the Lord. Because when we sin, we should feel a deep sense of remorse, which is why we experience guilt. It is natural and it's healthy to feel sorrow over the things that didn't turn out the way that we thought they would. But this sorrow should lead us to repentance. And then when forgiveness is received, our sorrow should be cast upon the Lord. Isaiah 53:4. So sorrow, translated in Greek from 2 Corinthians 7:10, means pain of body or mind, physical and emotional pain that brings the person down. When Paul wrote about godly sorrow in this verse, the Greek actually reads, where it could be translated, the pain you feel in response to God dealing with you. I find that interpretation of that scripture very freeing. Maybe you don't feel that way, but there's this way that God is getting our attention because he's after our hearts. The pain you feel in response to God dealing with you, meaning just like a father or a mother teaches and disciplines their children, when we upset our parents, and this is in a healthy context, again, not talking about abuse, we don't like that feeling. We don't like the feeling of upsetting our friends. Think about that. We don't like the feeling of upsetting our children or our spouse or whoever it is, just like we don't like the feeling of discipline. Now, again, what has been done to you does not equal who you are. What you do to others does not equal who you are. Your actions does not equal who you are. All of this can shape our character for the good or for the bad. We can have a bend towards the fleshly things that produces death, which is sin, which is envy, I should say, which is selfishness, which is wrath, anger, bitterness, all of those things that scripture tells us about. Or we can look at things and continue to move forward. Does this help me grow? What does this say about who I am? And what am I allowing it to say about who I am? And in the end, how am I becoming more like Christ? But since we neglect all of our negative emotions and internalize them to mean something about us and our identity, it gets harder for us to move through them when they arise, right? So when we feel these negative emotions, we just instantly make them, well, I'm just not good enough, and I'm never going to be good enough, and why can't I get this right? And no, we can stop and say, okay, maybe here there's a way of growth. Maybe I'm experiencing sorrow here that's leading me to repentance. Because when we feel sin, or when we sin, we experience guilt. And that guilt should lead us to repentance. And that repentance leads us to guiltlessness, which really we are guiltless of that wrongdoing because of Jesus. There are two things I want you to be encouraged by. Your feelings can lead to growth, and knowing God more intimately and what is done doesn't equal who you are. When I start working with my one-on-one coaching clients, there has been so much in their life where it's just kind of accumulated this pain. And most of the time, they haven't even given permission to understand it, to regulate it, or to recognize it. And I just help them get that permission so that we can begin moving forward into where God has them and where God is calling them. The sorrow of our hearts motivate us to change direction, leading us to repentance. Godly sorrow is different from mere regret or guilt. It is a deep recognition of our sins and shortcomings before God. This kind of sorrow leads to repentance, a sincere turning away from sin and towards God. Right now, all I want you to think about is if you've taken comments or actions from someone else or by yourself and made them to mean something about you, what would it look like for you to separate the two? What would it look like for you to take what was done or said and be able to filter it? Is this something that somebody is giving me feedback on? Is this something that I am upset about because I know it's true? Why am I so upset about this? Should I be repentant? Is it because I'm feeling sorrow and guilt? Am I holding on to that guilt as a victim instead of turning it to the Lord and walking in repentance? What would it look like to separate the two? Because who you are, what has been done, is not making up of who you are in Christ. Again, if this is something that maybe you feel like you need help with, accountability with, moving forward with, you can sign up for a free consultation to work with me one-on-one to see how I can help you and come alongside you, and just to see if we're a good fit for each other. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. And until then, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.